Hello, it's Lisa and Pete, and this is today's edition of The Catch-Up.
The 2017 Grammys have been run and won, most of them by Adele, in a special edition of The Shore Report, all the winners and highlights.
We'll hear a good news story about the floods that happened at the weekend.
Plus, what happened to your trophy after Adele snapped hers in two at the Grammy Awards?
The perfect drive home is with Lisa and Pete, and the perfect kitchen is with APG Homes. Get $25K to customise the kitchen of your new two-storey with their Kitchen Flair and Air promotion. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth. For Perth on Mix 94.5.
Where you want to know what happened to your trophy? It was a big day at the Grammys for Adele, Lise.
Yes, she actually snapped one in half, and we were wondering what happened to your award.
Ronald in Hillary's. Hi, mate.
How's it going?
Hi, Ronald. Good. You won an award. What happened to it?
I had a. When I was younger, I used to box back in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And I had several trophies. And about 10 years later, I got married and had kids. And my kids were out the backyard playing, and I was making them some chips.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog was giving them a hard time, so I went out the back to catch the dog.
So it's like a scene from an ad. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we have a yard fenced off for him.
Mm.
The problem is if you open the gate first, he knows what's going to happen. So you normally catch him first and then open the gate. But, of course, the kids had opened the gate.
Yeah, right.
And
so what happened to your trophies, Ronald?
Because the chips got left unattended.
Well, the house burnt down.
Oh, what? Lord.
My trophies. In fact, I lost everything.
Oh, wow, gee, Ronald.
No, when I say everything, I have one trophy left. It was a medallion.
Oh.
But the problem was, written on the back has got loser.
Oh, what?
Oh, no.
Oh,
and so it doesn't come out very often.
Yeah, well, that's completely understandable. Far out of all the ones that could have survived the fire.
What an episode.
Talia in Palmyra, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
What did you have a trophy for?
So I won a trophy for softball.
Oh, yes.
Which is presented after the grand final, you know, the presentation night's on. But I was interstate, so I wasn't around to accept it. But my team did. And proceeded to use it. It was the first year it was a goblet. It was the first year they did that. And so they proceeded to use it for drinking for the rest of the evening.
Yes.
It got dropped. It was thrown over a fence. So by the time I got it, when I returned, it was in a bit of a worse state than... It wasn't as shiny or new. It was a bit dinged up.
Did they put the billy in a new one or what?
No. It was all part of the joke, and you know, it went over the fence because someone was joking. Said, "Well, if she's not here, she doesn't deserve it."
Oh, so
it got thrown. They recovered it and kept drinking, and every time I pull it out to have a drink out of it, I do have a smile.
Yeah. So that's the thing. Now it's a great story. Imagine if it happened just recently, it would have broken the internet with all the places this goblet would have been appearing.
Right. Yeah, way before social media.
Yeah.
Thanks, Talia.
See you, Talia.
Sure, Police.
And it has, as we said, been a very big day on the music calendar. The Grammys have been handed out during a spectacular show, and they can be pretty much summed up like this. And I know when the hotline bling. Hello. It's me. Yep, the 59th annual awards show belonged to a couple of folks on the phone. Now, primarily Adele's night. It was a big, was it going to be Adele? Was it going to be Beyonce? Beyonce won a few. She couldn't be disappointed.
She's
but
fine.
Adele cleaned up, as they say. Here's a list of the main awards. Album of the Year, 25 Adele. Record of the Year, hello Adele. Song of the Year, hello again. Best New Artist, Chance the Rapper. Best Pop Solo Performance, Adele, hello. Best for that song. Best pop duo group performance, Stressed Out, 21 Pilots.
Oh, great.
My favourite new band of last year. Best pop vocal album, 25, Adele. Don't Let Me Down, The Chainsmokers won Best Dance Recording. They beat our Flume, but our Flume won Best Dance Electronic Album.
Ah, oh, you beauty.
We will take your song and raise you an album for Skin. Best rock performance, how about this? David Bowie's Black Star. Best rock song, David Bowie's Black Star.
How good.
Best alternative music album, David, We Miss You, Bowie, Black Star. So Best Urban Contemporary Album, Beyonce's Lemonade. And as I mentioned, Drake, he won Best Rap Sung Performance, Hotline Bling. I should say Best Rap Sung Bradley Dance Performance. And Best Rap Song. I don't know how these are all different for Hotline Bling. And just Beyonce did pick up Best Music Video for Formation. Thank goodness. So we would have had to have dealt with Kanye West again. So as I said, the night belonged primarily to Adele. Her acceptance speech for one of the many awards that Hello won for was quite emotional.
Tonight winning this kind of feels full circle, and like a bit of me has come back to myself, but I can't possibly accept this award, and I'm very humbled and I'm very grateful and gracious, but my artist of my life is Beyonce, and this album for me, the Lemonade album, was just so monumental. Beyonce, it was so monumental and so well thought out and so beautiful and soul-bearing, and we all got to see another side to you that you don't always let us see, and we appreciate that, and all us artists here adore you. You are our light. And the way that you make me and my friends feel, the way you make my black friends feel, is empowering, and you make them stand up for themselves. And I love you. I always have, and I always will.
Wow, quite amazing. I mean, that always spins me out when I hear Adele talking like that, because she can't help but be quite cool. And when she loses it over Beyonce. More on Beyonce later in the next show report. But James Corden was the host. Pretty good.
He went well?
You know,
good.
It seems he went well. I think everyone seems to think he went well. The reviews certainly aren't like for the Hogan show last night. That's another story. But James Corden, famous for his carpool karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, that was a thing. He brought out a cardboard car. He filled it with people like Jason Derulo, Faith Hill, Derulo, sorry about the eye.
Should know it. He starts every song with that name.
I know. That's why he does it. Keith Urban, Jim McGraw, Neil Diamond, and this is why. One of the highlights of the show, gorgeous Jennifer Lopez in the car as well, sitting shotgun. But it warmed my heart to see Neil Diamond in a car with a cardboard full of cool people loving his song. Adele was also tasked with, as they say these days, the role of paying tribute to George Michael.
That must be such a stressful thing, like an honourable thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, George Michael's such an incredible artist, you know, so well revered. And then for them to go, listen, you're going to be singing his songs and stuff on the night. Don't stuff it up.
Yeah, do this in front of the whole crowd of people who all love him going, don't stuff it up.
Yeah.
And a worldwide audience of, you know, a few billion or something. And last year, of course, her microphone fell on the piano.
That's right.
She spent the whole song out of tune. It's hard enough to do something like this, but then to be able to do what she did, because it didn't start well, and just have a listen to what happened.
I know it's live TV. I'm sorry. I need to start again. I f***ed up. I can't do it again like last year. I'm sorry for swearing and I'm sorry for starting again. Can we please start it again? I'm sorry. I can't mess this up for him. I'm sorry. I can't. I'm sorry for swearing. I'm really sorry. Start again. I'm sorry, Ken.
I'm not too sure who Ken is.
Everybody's
but
behind it.
Basically, that could have gone any number of ways as a representation of her, but it really just shows her as the true professional that she is. This was for George. I don't care. You know how tightly structured the show is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to stuff it up for him, even if it stuffs it up for me. So she's amazing. But I was also intrigued because there was a lot of people to thank, a lot of awards that she won. And I think we all missed this the first time round. And, you know, producer Greg not having the big head that Pete and I have.
He
didn't say anything.
Didn't he?
But, you know, Adele, she doesn't leave anyone off.
And I'd like to thank Greg. Thank you for your patience with me.
Oh, wow, Greg. Oh, that's far
out. You're amazing.
Is that where you were on the holidays?
you just help out everybody. Some sad news related to the Grammys. Grammy Award winner Al Jarreau has died today at the age of 68, I think it was. Now, the BAFTAs have also been on. Please, someone is going to have to put on a jacket. We can't have both these shows on the same day. It's too much for the Shore Report. Stephen Fry, of course, hosted again, which makes it the best show of the year, no matter what it is, awards or whatever, talking about toilets, because the guy, he researches a gig like no one else. He knows amazing. These movies inside out. He takes one of the stars to see it with him. He makes notes. He sits there. I remember he went and saw The Dark Knight with Heath Ledger. And so he really knows what he's talking about when he talks through the movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Once again, the old La La Land.
Cleaned
is
up
doing,
again, did it?
It has cleaned up. Funnily, the headline is La La Land fails to, you know.
A what?
Clean. Only because it didn't win the number of things it was nominated for. But it did clean up. I'm sorry. That sounds a little bit like, oh, you Americans with your fancy La La Land. But a couple of the things from the list from the BAFTAs, the Outstanding British Film of the Year, I haven't even heard of. It's called I, Daniel Blake.
Nah, never heard of it either.
In fact, I've only heard of one on the list that was nominated, but I, Daniel Blake, won. Best Hair and Makeup, why is that so high on it? Best Original Music, La La Land. Best right. Costume Design was won by Jackie. Best Editing, rather, Hacksaw Ridge.
Yep.
Best.
That's Mel Gibson's film, isn't it?
That's
Hacksaw
the one.
Ridge. Yeah, right.
And he didn't win for the director. Funnily enough, the director of La La Land won.
Right.
The Jungle Book won an award. Dev Patel won the Best Supporting Actor for Lion. Best Original Screenplay was Manchester by the Sea.
Okay.
Best Cinematography, La La Land. Best Actor, Casey Affleck for Manchester by the Sea. It really is gearing up for a fight between Manchester by the Sea and La La Land at the Oscars.
So you've got to, yeah.
Even though it's not actually in Manchester, the UK can take something from that. Best Director, Damien Chazelle. Oh, La La Land. Best Actress, Emma Stone. I think she was in La La Land.
Correct.
And the Best Film of the Year, La La Land.
All right.
So I thought I was seeing things this morning when I saw that it says, you know, that it failed.
Yeah.
Because if that's a fail, give me a fail any old day.
It's pretty good, isn't it? Can't wait to see it fail at the Oscars.
I know. La, la, la.
What a weekend we had in terms of people getting wet, Lise, here in Perth.
Across the country, it is a bit fire and brimstone.
This is just incredible. Obviously, we had the massive downpour last week over sort of Wednesday, Thursday. Expected 60-odd millimetres of rain and ended up getting 130, 140 millimetres across the metro area.
I hope it went in the dam.
Yeah, well, it did. And everywhere else, by the looks of things, Caversham House, which is what we're looking at today, was just completely flooded.
Oh, my goodness, look at that.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the stairway that goes up. There's a bride and groom having a big bash.
It's beautiful,
and the
isn't it?
The he's almost underwater.
Just about. Now, if you remember my wedding a couple of years ago, Liz.
Yeah, I saw you and Liz have a big bash there.
Right. Stop it. It was a good one too.
It was, yeah.
We had our umbrellas out because that day it was a massive storm as well.
And that was March?
Yeah, it was. And we didn't get rained out like this, but this is obviously sort of the floods coming down from what's happened over that big drenching.
On Friday, we were talking about Northern being evacuated.
Because, that's right.
And that river does come down to Caversham.
Well, the water's got to go somewhere. But those steps there that are submerged, those are the steps that we were standing on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look down a little bit further, sort of like towards the grassed area, I mean, everybody, including yourself, would have been completely underwater.
Absolutely. Well,
watching us tie the knot.
I reckon we would have moved because we're not silly.
Yeah, I reckon,
but,
yeah.
But that is that's going to take a little wider. I love that the bride and groom kept on going though. They don't seem to look like that's ruined their day. It's a good omen.
Oh look, what's that saying? A wet bride is a lucky bride on her wedding day.
A wet bride.
Yeah, I've heard that one. A wet bride is a. Stop it, you two.
Oh,
you're a producer.
Grape
that's enough.
Growers have been left with a sour taste after the floods. Always there is a crop that gets affected, and this time it's been grapes, and they're facing multi-million-dollar losses after the floods inundated. Oh, vineyards. I just realised the how important this is. The vineyards
wine.
Across the Swan Valley.
Yep.
Hundreds of tons of wine and table grapes were wiped out after the Swan River burst its banks, drowning vines and infrastructure.
So if you've got grapes in your fridge or wine in your rack right now, hold on to it. Price is about to go up. How did the floods over the course of the last few days affect you? We've got Janet in Chittering. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Janet. We're glad to say that we've really only had one call, and Janet wants to tell us about the floods affecting in a good way.
Well, it's affected us in a good way. We're between Bullsbrook and 2J, so we're in the valley, and we've got now got two dams brimming full of water. The river that runs through our property is flowing beautifully with the waterfall. We've got paddocks full of lush green feed for the horses, and we've got 190,000 litres of water in our tank.
Oh, wow.
And can I just say, was this completely dry before the big storm that we had last week?
Not completely dry, but it was pretty empty because we used the dam for irrigation.
Yeah.
So it was getting pretty low and muddy. The second dam was dry, yes, and the creek was dry, yes. It wasn't running anymore. So, and the water tank was probably about a third full. So
yeah, right.
Now it's overflowing.
Any marin in those dams?
there was, but
they got washed out, Pete. That was the only downside.
Oh, what a shame. Thanks, Janet.
See you, Janet.
Okay.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Get more Lisa and Pete for the drive home and get more than 40 grand added value in your new two-story with APG Homes Kitchen Flair and Air promotion for a limited time.